Breakfast Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday. Oh my goodness, I did not realise. It is Friday the 13th of July. I don't know if it hits me until I say the date. Okay, good luck everybody. I am joined in the studio by my marvellous co-host, Molly Wright from Molly Moodle Media.
Hello.
And of course from Molly Moodle's Mashups.
Yes.
Yes.
I know.
Look at you, little radio star.
I love it. It's really, really fun. I've had so many amazing guests. One of them sitting next to me.
I know, look at that. So yeah. Our guest today... he tested his feet with Molly's show, got himself warmed up before coming on today's show.
Exactly.
Is the wonderful Aaron Taylor, founder of 6-2.
Hello.
And good morning. And we have also got Paul joining us in the studio today.
Hello.
Hello. We have got a fun, filled, packed show for you today. And lots of, put your tech brains on, people. We're talking tech, we're talking digital, we're talking websites, we're talking all sorts of fabulous stuff to help you with your business. Now, I'm really, really, really excited today. Because we have got so much activity on Twitter.
There is. There's tweets still flying in.
I know. It's so exciting. So we still want to hear from you. So please carry on sending those tweets in. Tweet us at Bunker Extra with the hashtag BeExtraBeBunker. Let us know what you're up to, how your week been, what you're up to this weekend. You know, just give us a tweet to shout out how you are, who you are. You can always call us in the studio if you'd like to say hello on air. And the number is 01233 220035, 01233 220035. And you can also, at some point, if you want to come on the show, if you've got an event you'd like to talk about, give me an email at bunkerextra@gmail.com. This week's show sponsor, or in fact it's this month's show sponsor, is the fabulous Amy Nicholas from Clear Cut Venues, at Clear Cut Venues on the Twitter. Amy is a venue finder, and if you are looking for the perfect venue for your event, Amy will help you find it, source it and organise it for you, and her service of venue finding is absolutely free. So she's amazing, check her out. On last week's show, I was joined in the studio by Richard Bell. No, I wasn't. I was joined in the studio by... I mistyped that bit.
Friday the 13th.
By Gemma. Sorry, Gemma. It was the fabulous Gemma. And we had... Our guest was Bonnie Jennings, founder of fruitbowl.com. It was a lively show. It was very lively. Very, very lively. But it was a fantastic show. We were talking all about Bonnie's history, which is very... We could only just about fit it in bullet points. It's very varied, from performing arts to tech to running process management company, and Fruit Bowl is a platform for training. So as a business, you can put your training systems and manuals online, and then you can get your employees to go to the website and do the training that they need to do, rather than trying to give them a manual, go read this, and then obviously them never reading it.
Yeah.
So it's cool. So if you want to listen to that show, it is available on the bizradio.co.uk website. Click on the extra tab and listen to that, and all the previous shows are there. It was fabulous. Let's have a quick look at the Twitter, because we know otherwise we're going to forget, and we've got lots to fit in, but there's so much out there.
Yes, there is. So hello to Wib, Medway and North. So that's North Kent, Medway and North Kent. So we have a fantastic Wib open evening on 1st of August at K Sports Cobden in Ditton. Free to attend, four wonderful speakers, including me.
I know.
I'll be speaking at the event. I'm so excited. So if you do want to go along, register at Eventbrite and have a look at the Wib Twitter page, which is at Wib Medway. And I'm really excited for this, because always the Women in Business events are such good fun. And I'm not just saying that. They've got such a great community feel, wouldn't you say, Amanda?
Oh, definitely. Oh, they were so much fun. You get, 60, 70, 80 women in a room.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know what? Their Wib meetup every month is exceeding the room.
I know, it's getting really busy now.
Book in to go along, or if you don't book in, then you can't go because it's so full. Another event that is happening, another shout out we're going to give, is to the Business Diary. So,
Yay. Hello,
happy Friday, lovelies. Can we have a Biz Diary shout out, please? September the 13th, 6:45 p.m. at the Innovation Centre. Tickets on Eventbrite. Warm welcome, nibbles, fizz, and storytellers await you.
We do love that. We will have much more details coming up about the Biz Diaries as Lisa reveals the speakers and everything over the next few weeks. Always worth going to. We have a shout out to the lovely Tracy Ferguson at Tazzy64 on the Twitter. And he said, hi, Amanda and all. Can I have a shout out, please, for my intensive one-to-one career coaching and CV sessions, ideal for professionals, business owners or college leavers wanting a new or refreshed CV and more focus in their career aspirations. So that is create a compelling CV, 3-hour intensive session with Tracy Ferguson. If you follow at Tazzy64 on the Twitter, and you can get all the details from there. So good luck with that. Tracy is amazing with her help, etc. So it's really worth checking that out.
Yeah, we've also got Tony Burke of Chips and Dinks. What a great opportunity to get noticed. Thank you, Business Bunker Extra. Well, thank you, Tony. Hope you're having a lovely Friday.
If you have a little chip or dink in your car, or anywhere, but especially your car, his magic is fantastic.
I've heard.
Yes, I had a little bit of a dink in my car.
What did you do?
I reversed. Well, I rolled back in a car parking space into somebody else's car.
No way.
Yeah, my foot slipped off the thing.
That was the dink before last.
That was it. Yeah, I've got the dink. This current dink is not my fault either.
Oh,
must I
no.
just say. It was the lorry. It was the huge Arctic lorry coming down a narrow country lane.
Right.
It's fault that I have a dink in my car now. Tony, I need you again.
Yeah. Do you have a bit of a history? Is that what we're
no, not normally.
We're realising a pattern here, aren't we? Someone else's fault.
Yeah. But no, Tony was fantastic. He came and sorted my car out, did an amazing job. So can totally recommend Tony with that.
I'd invest in his business, actually, if I were you, because he's going to get a lot of work.
No, he's not. That's not fair. Excuse me, who reversed his Porsche into a concrete post?
Yeah, okay, well, we're not talking about that.
Thank you very much.
No, Paul. I'll have it if you're chucking it. Getting a new one, I'll have it. Thanks.
1,800 quid.
1,800 quid?
I had to replace
the my birthday coming up?
See, I had a little...
No, not for a car. That's how much it costs to repair.
Never.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, he's giving me a right good deal there.
1,800 quid for a Porsche you dream on, Molly.
Can you tell us a little bit about that moment when you heard that crunch and you knew?
Yeah, it was, oh, God. Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Sickly feeling.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. We also have a hello to Spice Masher PM at Bjorn_Haynes on Twitter. Hi, Amanda. Please give a shout out for me and Bonnie. Yes, so Bonnie, who was on the show last week. After the show last week, they met up and then they're now collaborating to deliver a fantastic solution to businesses by combining their services. So Spice Masher, who is System Processes, and Bonnie with Fruit Bowl. Fantastic. Oh, I'd love it when a Gemma plan comes together.
Mm.
It was a Gemma plan, that was.
Oh, really?
She heard Bonnie talking on the show and she went, you need to meet my husband.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And you know, and then a new business idea was born. We love a bit of collaboration.
Have you had that cup of tea conversation with him? Where he talks through the process of making a cup of tea, and he asks you how you make a cup of tea, and you're like, well, I boil the kettle, and I do this, and he's like, how could you do that more efficiently? Well, I guess I could put the tea bags in the kettle, and then, keep going. It's just absolutely mind-blowing what this guy does when he thinks processes.
But that's the thing, and then he puts it to every... Good luck, Gemma. every aspect of his life. We will go to bed. Moving on. And we have to say good morning to the fabulous Chris Hyde from Camellia Genics. Good morning, Chris. It's lovely to have you back. Where have you been? We
Where
missed
has he
you.
Been?
Chris wants us to tell you all about. Now I've got to find the tweet. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it, Chris? Here we go. Please give us a big, huge shout out for Whopping. Sorry, big, huge Whopping Be Extra shout out. For their loads of cracking products to try for small businesses. Hang on, let me just click on that. BC Stack. This time, the time's running out to sign up. It closes at 11 a.m. on Saturday. I'm in a stack and want to share my. Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to read it.
I bet that sounded lovely.
Is that good? That was good marketing for you there, Chris. Let me start again. Get 65 digital leaders' knowledge in one. Turn your passion into an income. BC Stack. It's a whole lot of details and training information from 65 different digital leaders in one product. If you follow Chris Hyde at Camellia Genics on the Twitter. Okay, I'm going to spell it out for you. C-H-A-M-E-L-E-O-G-E-N-I-C-S. Got it?
Yeah, someone just instantly had a pen to paper and went, Camille got Phoenix. It.
Yeah. If not, have a look at the old Be Extra Twitter feed. We have retweeted it. But it is an amazing, amazing product, and it's worth looking into to give you 65 digital leaders knowledge in one. So there we go. Chris, I'm sorry I stumbled a little bit over your shout out there. He was like, oh, thanks for that.
Yeah. We've also got a shout out from QS Support Limited. Hello, ooh, Bunker Extra. We're very busy this Friday, but we'd love a shout out on the show. So have a great show.
Fantastic.
A little Twitter bird there.
Look at that. I'm so excited. We're catching up with Paul's Trillions.
Exactly.
So thank you ever so much for everybody who's tweeted. And we will carry on shouting out more as they come in over the show. Oh, quick one for Tenterton Toilet, because she's put a very gorgeous picture of her husky dog and saying they're all ready and listening for today's show.
So oh, cute, there's a dog.
Laura. There's a dog. One more. We've got QS Support. Oh, hang on. Did you say Bjorn? Oh, yeah. You're welcome. You make me sound like a total bore. We know you're not a bore, Bjorn. And no, we know you're just very good with your processes.
Yeah.
We were bigging you up. Fantastic. Molly, what have you been up to recently? You've been a busy little bee, haven't you?
All over the place. I have been a busy little bee. And I've, last 2 weeks ago, I helped out at the Release Your Brilliance event, which was really good fun. It was a fantastic room full of people. So I helped out with the social media marketing there, and I did some graphic design work. And that, it's so funny. Now I have the radio show. Everything's a bit of a mad rush. So I had to leave Release Your Brilliance and come host the show. Then last week, I had Aaron on the show, and I had to rush back and host my LinkedIn event. And it started at 5 o'clock and I was there at 5:01. It was crazy because the show finishes at 4 and it's rush hour traffic through Ashford. I was like, oh my goodness. But it was a really fantastic day. And I think that a lot of people took on the advice, and because that's the thing, it's more than just making sure that your profile looks pretty. It's about actually physically engaging with people, making conversation, but also reminding people that you can't just rely on having a social media presence. You need to literally go out, meet people, attend events, because I think some people think there's this magic recipe where you could do all the hard work from home, and that's not the case.
And two things I'd like to throw into the LinkedIn community.
Yeah.
When you connect with me, don't try and sell me something in the same connection request.
Yeah.
You know what? Drives me nuts.
I touched on that and I said, I'm more than likely. So I had someone who messaged me and they said, I'm trying to think of a business that weren't their business now because it would be so bait. Let's say cakes. So someone messaged me and said, hi Molly, really nice to connect with you. If you ever need cakes, let me know. Right, so I was like, okay, another marketing message, blah, blah. And then another message come through and it was like, hi Molly, really loved the your new radio show, how are you? Oh yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Thank you for the shout out. Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Well, I bake cakes, so if you ever wanted to collaborate, maybe I could deliver you some down one day and we could work together then, maybe. And that is what you need to do. Not to say offering free work all the time. That's not about that. But it's showing a genuine interest in people, exactly. Starting a genuine conversation and following it through.
Absolutely. My second rant about LinkedIn is the people that don't even read your profile before they try and sell you something. The amount of people that try and sell me something I already sell myself is nobody's business.
You know what happened recently? Red Sprout, Mark from Red Sprout, he put out, obviously he does his sprouting around videos, which are fantastic. And he did a video about him being at a jobs fair in London. And then he put this video out, obviously getting really good engagement. A recruitment agency put a comment underneath and said, if you would like to use our recruitment services. He put a status out saying, is this a joke? Like, it's madness how lazy marketing can be. And actually, all eyes are on you. You need to really sit back and be strategic on what you're doing. Because and it's all human. As much as we're behind a screen, it's all human.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's one of the things that I think marketers, for some reason, have struggled with. Like, it's almost like people think it's still like Mad Men, passive audience.
Yeah.
You know, display your message and then people go crazy for it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, humans buy people by people.
Exactly.
So if you're not prepared to actually make that human connection, which is why I like what Mark from Red Sprout's doing with the LinkedIn Live, where you actually go and meet all your LinkedIn connections face to face.
Yeah.
Because then it's like the power, it's more than the power of video, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'll actually make those real genuine relationships.
But you know what, if someone was to use a social media agency, what they need to look out for is not about all their strategy and what they do and how they could do it for you, it's the connection they have with you. Because if that you connect with them, you get it. So I meet with a client and they'll tell me about what their business does and their services, but what I want to know is about their story and about how they got started out, because then they reveal a lot about themselves. And funnily enough, you can then imagine them as you're writing. That sounds crazy. You know, I used to work for an art gallery, do their social media. The man who owns it is short and blunt. Not short physically, but short and blunt. But he tells it like it is. But at the same time, he's very knowledgeable. And
Sorry, Molly. I'm just cutting you in the moment because I'm very excited.
Thanks, Amanda.
I have a phone call.
What?
Are you there, Chris?
I am.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Not only have we got a phone call, but I managed to make it work. Good morning, Chris. Yeah.
Not only that, I have enough knowledge about how you guys work to say, look down at the dashboard and exactly. See the flashing light.
He just sent a tweet saying, look at the flashing light. That's the trouble. We don't know when the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
I bet I have a phone call every week.
That is pretty special, something, when your guest calls in and tells you how to serve the guest call. Yeah, I like it. Hello, Chris. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you, Paul. Good morning, Molly. Good morning, Amanda. Hello, guest. Sorry, I missed your name.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Good morning.
Hello. So obviously we're short for time, but we do want to hear from you, Chris, because I know you're going to explain more fully and in detail about the BC stack, since I didn't sell it very well. My shout out.
Did you not, Amanda? I thought you did a cracking job.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'll keep it very brief, within 30 seconds. So what the BC stack is, it's bloggers concentrated, and it was a brainchild of a guy called Dan Morris in the States. It's been running for 5 years. And basically, he pulls together a load of digital leaders throughout the world, pulls it all together into one stack, and for $37, you sign up for the stack and you have access to a load of digital templates, training tools, training sessions, coaching, a whole host of stuff. And it's only open until 11:59 p.m. on the 13th of July. But luckily for us, it's Hawaii time. So it actually runs through to 11 a.m., I believe, on Saturday morning. And the reason why I'm plugging it is because I am one of the 65 digital leaders, and I am giving away 3 hours worth of lean training. And you were just talking about making a cup of tea and the process redesign, and I take you step by step through it. And I love Spice Masher PM, by the way. He's a lovely, lovely chap. So we both come from the same school. So that's it. It's www, which is
World Wide Web.
Thank you. www.bcstack.info. Okay, or you can follow me on Twitter and I'll retweet it with the BX extra tag.
Thank you so much, Chris, and you listen far too often to Paul's show.
I shall let you go because you've got stacks to do and a small time to do it. bcstack.info. Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Cheers, Chris.
Bye. Cheers, Chris. Bye.
Cheers, bye.
There we go. First call of the show ever.
Awesome. So exciting and great.
Yeah.
Where is the bubbles? I forgot the bubbles. I'm sorry. Oh, no. Next time. It was great, actually. And you know what? Listeners do that. If you've got something to tell us about, because, you know, I obviously always fluff it up. So if you want to get the message across clearly, do that. And obviously, just to carry on our conversations, we're talking about connections and everything. Obviously, we're going to talk to Aaron now about 6 or 2 and what they do. And I just wanted to quickly say, recently, since I've moved into to Tenterton, which is not the end of the world, but it's almost there, beautiful, but it's more difficult to get to places. I don't network as much as I used to, because obviously it's a little bit further to get to things, but I still continue those connections I have on social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And then I arrange meetings with people. So you can still carry on networking online, but yes, get out and meet those people as well.
But you already have that community.
Yeah,
do you see what I mean?
Already,
whereas
yeah.
if you never went networking
exactly.
and then you come to someone and said, how do I build my following?
Yeah.
You're going to struggle.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron's absolutely right. The whole change in the world of advertising is away from splatter advertising, throwing it at big numbers, into highly targeted numbers without pushing it too far, though. Mm. It's why Facebook and that are so successful, even though they don't meet anyone. It's because they know so much about you, yeah, that it's everything is highly targeted. And even though you don't like it, you still go, yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah. You know, we have a struggle with marketers nowadays. Sorry to sort of go down the marketing route, but you've got the recipe of what you think is the right thing to do for your marketers and how quick times are changing. Yeah. And sometimes marketers get a bit stubborn. Oh, but you need to be on Facebook and build a Facebook page. And you think, well, actually, people, Facebook themselves are actually going away from business. You need to be as well. So where's your next step? Yeah. So LinkedIn is the next big thing. Instagram, everything. Yeah.
But the thing is, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Insta, Snapchat, these are all the tools. And the tools allow you to deliver the message in different ways, but if you haven't got the right message
exactly,
you know, it doesn't matter whether you hit all the channels or just one.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Exactly. So marketing, huh? Yeah. A nice lead there into Erin. So as I said, we did say at the beginning of the show, obviously you were on Molly's show last week, so we did get to learn a lot about you last week. So do go to listen again on channelradio.co.uk/2 to Molly's Listen Again.
Oh, you're probably better off actually, because I had last week's show going on to mollymoodle.com/radio and all the...
I was just going to double check that it was on your website before I said it. So
it's all up there. Yeah. Oh, I'm very up to date, Amanda.
Well, I knew you'd be... disappointed if it wasn't Molly, but I just wanted to cover all bases.
That's why she was late to her LinkedIn workshop. She was busy faffing around uploading it to her website.
I was amazed that after the show there was like another like 10 minutes of recording and broadcasting that whole post show wrap up which you don't really see.
And it's fun doing it, isn't it? So the only reason why I was a little bit late is because I had to download my footage, so my show.
Yeah.
Professionalism, but carry on. But we had a really great show.
You did have a great show, and it is really definitely worth going back and listen to because it's fabulous. But you run a business called 6-2.
Yes.
Is it 6-2 Tech or just 6-2?
6-2, it's 6-2 Tech. Mm. But over time, we'll drop the tech. You know, like when Apple dropped the corporation, that's what we're going to do.
That's what I like.
6-2.
How long has the business been going now?
So we started, my wife and I, coming on 8 years ago.
Really?
And like I said on Molly's show, it was just me, her, in the cellar with a couple of computers. So we literally started underground, just saying.
In the cellar? I've seen that film.
I'd just like to say another husband-wife team that work well together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Literally. I said on my show yesterday that something like cringe happened and I ripped up the carpet in my toes. I'm not on that seat, I'm on this seat. Paul, you're gonna have to enforce me a second time. My toes just curled out. It's cringe. Big time.
Moving on.
She has a way of bringing the conversation to a stop while we all think about it.
Okay, let me just... Okay, little insert there. Yeah. The reason I say that, because Paul, I can't remember, on one of his shows a few weeks ago, Bird brought up the subject about husband and wife teams, and Paul said they don't work, you know, or they
Paul?
Very often don't work because of the arguments and stuff like that. Don't need to have the conversation about it. I'm just saying that's why I said it. That's the only reason I said it, okay?
I went to a talk. This was with Smith & Williamson accountants.
Yep.
And the talk was all about growing your business and getting it listed. And one monumental IT company was a husband and wife team. Mm. And they'd done this talk and it was great because she was stood on one side and he was stood on the other. And he was like going through the numbers and so on and so forth. And she was like, I think you missed something there because blah, blah, blah. And they'd like listed and delisted and relisted several times. You know, they've grown, you know, over £1 billion company. So it can work.
Absolutely.
Oh, it certainly can. It can work.
Can I just say, think how, like, as big as Dragon Co-working is, it's only, you know, 12 offices in there, probably less than that. 5 of them are husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend couples.
I'm not going to get into the argument again.
No, because we want to speak to Erin, we haven't got enough time. So exactly, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up, and that's why I said it. Carry on, Erin. In the cellar.
And then, you know, after a time, it just gets a bit awkward inviting clients down to your cellar.
Would you like to come for a tea in my cellar?
Do you want to join me and my wife in the cellar?
we started off... we're kind of unique because we started off outside the industry. A lot of people that get into web design, get into the creative industry, have cut their teeth working for someone else and then decided that they could do it better. But we kind of started because we had the skills and we were asked for it. And so we took a very common sense approach to it. When people came along and said, can you make us a website? We're like, yeah, why do you need one? You know, and going through those kind of, I don't know, almost stupid questions has kind of been the core of what's got us to where we are today. And now we're realizing that the true power of asking people why they're doing something and really helping them to identify what it is they're trying to achieve, what success is going to look like, how they're going to measure that. You know, it's strange that it's kind of revolutionary in this industry, but we can't really see any other way to make a project a success unless you're really clear on why you're doing it and what you actually want to happen.
But I think that's the thing, isn't it? And a lot of the time, and I know, obviously, Paul, and you've had several conversations about this. I'm going to let you talk in a minute, Paul, honestly.
Thank you.
But that's the thing, is you need to help people be clear, because sometimes people aren't even clear themselves, are they?
Yeah.
Sometimes you say, well, what and why? And they're like, well, I don't really know. You know, what do you want to say? I don't know. So it helps them to think through the process. So it may seem like it's simple, silly questions, but it's not. It's getting to the root of, and it helps then you as the creator to create what they want, basically.
Yeah, exactly that.
From my point of view and from my own experience of different things, both for me personally and other people I've dealt with, the issues for startup and small businesses are these. Each of us has a limited set of knowledge and experiences. And when you start a business, you have to broaden it out dramatically. You know, you may have to learn bookkeeping, you may have to learn VAT returns, you may have to learn all kinds of skills that, one, you don't particularly want to learn, and two, you know, leave you cold. You know, you just go, I don't get it. And there are so many things that you need to buy in as a business that you don't understand. And the problem is you feel exposed.
Yeah.
Because when you do go to the people that do know, you don't know, you have no way of telling whether they're schmoozing you or not.
Yeah.
You know, so you could go, and it's not just websites, you know, I've seen this with cars as well. People that don't understand cars, they go to buy a car and the salesman will go, yeah, it'll do this, it'll do that, it'll do, and people just look at them blankly and go, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
And it's the same with anything you buy that you don't understand that's quite expensive, is you're terrified that you're going to get ripped off. And the problem is, so many small businesses end up not being ripped off, but being disappointed with what they ended up with. They weren't actually ripped off. It's just the whole process never went through in the way that it should do, as Aaron just said, by asking the right questions.
Yeah.
Because they're terrified. By asking the right questions, you're going to add another £1,000 to the cost.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I just want to sort of run back just a little bit, because I'm just thinking, we're having this conversation because we all know each other. We know who you are.
Yeah.
Some of the listeners might actually know what 6-2 do.
Yeah.
So
okay.
What is the company? What do you do? And then we come in with it.
So we're a web design business, and you know, for the past 7-8 years, we've been planning, designing, and building websites that are becoming people's best employees. Effectively, it's your website can be your star team member if you've got the right role, you know, the right job description, and the right measurements and metrics. But more recently, we've kind of sort of switched, and now we're trying to do some more kind of empowerment pieces, because the questions people were asking 10 years ago are the same questions that people are asking today. The problems people are having 10 years ago are the same problems that they're having today. The technology has moved on in leaps and bounds, but it's left the customer behind. It's left clients behind. And for us, that's a more meaningful problem to try and solve. How do we empower people to make better informed decisions when they're buying websites? How do we help them identify their own problems and articulate that in a way that means that they can have an informed conversation with their supplier? How can we help them spot the cowboys? How can we help them choose between you know, a freelancer or Squarespace or an agency? You know, it's that you know, that for us has become that real kind of drive now. Yes, we're still planning, designing, building, protecting websites, but a huge focus is going on to, like, how we can help people just empower them. And it, you know, with an empowered kind of mindset, you're going to empower your business, because technology, when done right, can give you superpowers. Mm. Yeah. You know, you look at the Absolutely. Capabilities.
I like that. Is that your slogan? It should
it
be.
It is now. It is now. He just thought of that.
Can give you superpowers.
The guys at the office are listening to Megan, this. So,
Megan, write it down.
Update the website, please.
Immediately.
You know, you look at the capabilities of Amazon, of Google, of Facebook, of Apple. They've got superpowers. Mm. And normal small businesses can have those superpowers if the process is done correctly.
Yeah.
And if they're informed.
Yeah. I love that.
It's interesting, isn't it? Just because I like to throw statistics about.
Go on.
There's 4.8 million self-employed and micro businesses in the United Kingdom, and 72% of them do not have a website.
It's just mad, isn't it?
Which is a huge number. But a lot of the starting point for this, I don't know if you agree, Aaron, but a lot of the starting point for this is, do you even need a website?
Yeah.
A lot of people think they need a website and come along and go, I need a website. And you're, really? Mm. Why? What do you want to do with it?
Yeah, one of my favourite kind of, I've got two favourite case studies, but I'll just pick on one. I don't know if you've met Julie Daniels, the chic stylist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I met her at one of your events, actually.
Oh, one of my events? Yeah, the Networkers Networking event.
It's great when it all comes together,
isn't
it?
I love it.
And it was...
That's the whole point of the events. I love
it. You know, she was, I think that might have been her first proper networking event.
Mm.
I was lucky enough to sit down next to her. We started talking. We'd done that thing where we share our stories, you know, and it was just her and a business card. And she was like, yeah, I need to get a website sorted out. And I was like, hang on a sec. You're all about helping people match their image outside with the one, well, the image inside with the one outside.
Mm.
You know, it's dressing well, but also being healthy in your mind. A website is going to be a convincer for you. You sell in the room, you know, get your brand sorted, get your messaging sorted. Yeah. Get business cards and other things like that. But just go out there, talk to people. That's what people are going to buy from you.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's got a website now. It's a really nice one, but I'm pretty sure she was getting picked up by Cosmo and like getting national exposure before having that.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you can still raise your profile, like grow your business without a website.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, especially nowadays, because you could just have a presence on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn.
Yeah. Her Instagram is crazy.
Now, this is a conversation I know I'm going to have hard to stop, but we are going to have a little break here because we do have to play the adverts. Otherwise, you know, our sponsors get a bit fed up with us.
We've got to earn money.
this is a conversation that we're going to fall off the end of the show. I know I can sell it today. But you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show. We are on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 13th, but we don't care because it's a lucky day for us.
Yes.
And I have in the studio, co-hosting with me today, the marvellous Molly Moodle. Molly Moodle from Molly Moodle. Oh, I almost got it right.
No, call me more. Just Molly Moodle.
We just call you Molly Moodle now, anyway. Yeah. Change your name by Deepal. Molly Moodle from Molly Moodle.
We're going to change it to Moodle Wright.
Moodle Wright.
Moodle Wright. Just quickly, just get rid of Molly altogether.
Yeah. Our guest today in the studio is Aaron Taylor, founder of 62 Tech. And Paul's in the studio as well, because we have some really interesting conversations, which we're going to do really fast after this quick musical interlude and adverts. Now, I chose this song specifically for you because I did listen to Molly's show last week.
He's got his queen. Yay!
Yes. You are the best person. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. My bows and my curtain calls, you
fortune and everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friends. And we will keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2,
the Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on Friday the 13th of July. We have been having a really packed first half of the show. It's been absolutely great. I'm joined in the studio today by my marvellous co-host, Molly Moodle.
Hello.
Hello, Molly. And our guest is Aaron Taylor, founder of 62 Tech.
Hi there.
And Paul has joined us in the studio today as well.
Hello.
Hello. Before the show, if you missed it, where have you been? Hello. We've been doing a huge amount of shout outs on the Twitter. We just have to quickly say hello to Amy Nicholas at Clear Cut, who is now definitely listening. Me now, Barry and John.
Oh, they're great.
Barry and John. That's your new thing. I think you should call the business that, Barry and John. They're listening, and they completely agree with you, Aaron, that you have to have the right tools. And Bjorn has said, thanks, Chris, for the recognition. So he's very happy that you said how wonderful he is, basically. And what's this? So pleased, Bunk, this week, as well as keeping Tenterton beautifully clean, our months of effort totally paid off, and we achieved our ISO quality management system and also our environment ISO. Well done, Tenterton Twilight.
Tenterton Twilight, well done. Tenterton Twilight. Result. Nice. Fantastic. One, Laura, and well the done, team. Laura.
And we have been talking with Aaron about websites. And we were just saying about the fact is there's a huge percentage of business owners out that don't have a website or an online presence. But I guess the first question is always, and some people don't think of that, do I need a website?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a question that not enough people ask, really. I think I've become a little bit famous for talking people out of buying websites. Like I said, because our approach is all about understanding who you are as a business, who your customers are, why they should care about you know what you're trying to do. Sometimes you're talking to a company, and I remember one conversation I was having, and I'm talking to the guy, and he said, look, can I just stop you there? I'm in the market for a Ford Fiesta, and you're dangling this Jaguar in front of me. I really, really, really want it. I don't think I can afford it. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. For where you are in your business, you're probably going to be good with finding a freelancer, getting a Squarespace or something like that. You know, it's the right things for the right people.
They'll appreciate that more as well. That honesty and about actually being helpful rather than just trying to get a deal.
Just quickly, info a break there. What's a square thingy?
Squarespace. So Squarespace. So you've got effectively kind of three types of website, broadly speaking. You've got your kind of subscription based website, your website builders. So this is like Wix, Squarespace, where you log in, you move things around, you pay them $4.99 a month or something like that. And it's great for very small businesses getting off the ground, for testing out MVPs, minimum viable products and ideas. You can get pretty good results pretty quickly with them. But you don't own anything on there. It's that what we were talking about earlier. You're renting it, basically. Then you kind of step up into something that you might own yourself, self-hosted, kind of like WordPress-based template website. So this is where all the bits are pre-configured, and you sort of slot your blocks in here and, you know, slap your logo in there. Again, you know, you might be talking to a freelancer who'll put it together for you. You might be talking to, you know, you might be talking to different agencies. They come packed with features, but they typically give, because they give you everything, there's more stuff in there that you don't need. And it will get you sort of 60-80% of the way there. In a lot of cases, might not get you all the way. And then after that, you kind of step into the sort of bespoke world. And this is where, you know, it's like getting a house built, custom built from scratch. This is where you'll be sat down with, you know, you'll be talking to a designer, talking about, you know, the sitemaps, the user journeys. This is where your developers will be coding every single piece of that website. Specifically for your requirements and your needs. You know, this is where you can do more complex integrations and things like that. But because you're engaging the full force of a business there, you know, a mature business, probably with staff, it costs more, you know. Bespoke always costs more. But that those are kind of how we
define. But it's good to know, as I say, as a business owner, a small business owner, and sort of what point do you up level? And I guess it depends what you want the website to do for you, as to how much you need to invest in
exactly.
Just as a starting point on that, though, because it is a real sticking point with a lot of smaller businesses, is the cost. And as a small business, and not enough of them think about this. You know, they come along and they go, oh, you know, can you knock me up a website and I've got a 500 quid budget? You go, but look, I've got two developers and a designer. You know, how much per hour do you think I'm paying them? And how many hours do you think it's going to take to do this? Because people go, yeah, but it's only small. And you go, but, you know, so rebuilding your car, but you'd pay $2,000 for that, wouldn't you? You know, people don't think about the process of it and what it takes to actually build a website in terms of time and an hourly rate, and therefore what it's likely to cost. And we get so many people that come along, they want the earth and want to pay 500 quid, and you go, no, really, if that's your budget, you're better off with Wix or Square or whatever, you know,
just
you're
to get
just better
started
off.
At least.
And I think part of that as well is because there are so many different models for making your money through selling websites. Now, we're a bit of a kind of rare breed at 6ix2, because we only do websites. You know, we're not marketers, you know, we're not, you know, advertisers or anything like that. We don't do SEO. We just focus on the website. And so what that means is that when you get like full service, so people that will do a website, they'll do marketing, branding, SEO, PPC, kind of, when you get those agencies, what they can do is trade the cost of the website and put it into the marketing spend or something like that. So you can get, it distorts the price and it distorts the kind of process as well.
No, absolutely. The other big thing, and we've discussed this a few times, I know, Aaron, is one, there's some general mistakes that people make. I see lots and lots of people that have early stage businesses that come to me and I go, really not happy with my website, really not happy with my website developers, really not happy with my hosting company. Do you know what, Paul? I went to take it away and send it somewhere else and they won't let me. And I go, no, that's right. And they go, well, I'm going to sue them. I go, I wouldn't do that. You'll lose. People, you must know this. You need to know this. The website developer owns the copyright to your website. It is not your website. It belongs to the developer.
I think it's quite interesting, actually. You said that about the Square, what did you call them?
Squarespace.
Like Wix. You said that obviously if you build your own website with something like Wix, you still don't own
it. You don't own it,
it says. You can't take it away. You're effectively renting it. I think it's important for people to read their contracts, because especially if you're using a platform like WordPress, some parts of it are covered inherently under the open source license. Yeah. You know, but there are other parts which will represent part of that that company's intellectual property. You know, so you've got to have that discussion with them. You know, who owns what part? What if I want to do? What if I want to, you know, take this site and resell it? You know, a thousand times.
Yeah.
Like, think about, you know, if you're not thinking about those questions, and they can come up to come up to bite you.
I saw one. It's certainly the other way around. Somebody I know had a website done, and then about 6 months later, they saw somebody else in a different business, luckily, but with exactly with their website.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they rang up the developer and they said, "Oh, somebody's stolen my website." And they went, "No, we sold the template to someone else."
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't do that. Yes, we can. We own it.
So I guess it comes down to, as with everything with business owners, is actually knowing the whole process. What's it all about? Yes, it's really good for most businesses to have a website. Mm-hmm. It's your shop window, like you used to call it, wasn't it? It's your shop window, your face out to your clients and your
And
customers.
Aaron's absolutely right in what he was saying about using a product like WordPress is it is open source, so it does make it incredibly easier to move it somewhere else. Whereas bespoke stuff, you haven't got hope in hell. You know, if you've got a bespoke website and you try and get somebody else to take it over, the first thing they'll tell you is, "Oh, I can't do that. I don't understand the coding. I don't understand the processes they used."
I guess the most important thing is, not we can go into full detail because we have not got enough time, but we are looking at putting something together. So people, there's going to be workshops coming on this. What do people need to think about when they're thinking about getting a website built for their business?
In what we've been talking about, read your contracts. Be upfront. Ask who owns this. You know, what if I want to leave you? What's that process there? Yeah. You know, it's like knowing where your exits are.
It's a prenup, isn't it, really?
Exactly.
You know, it's like you meet someone and it's all lovey-dovey and nice, and then when you fall out, you go, "Oh, blimey, this is going to cost." It's the same with a website or anything else. Yeah. Up front, you need to know what the downside is. If we don't get on, or I want to move away, or I can't afford you anymore, what's the process? How do I do that, and what am I going to get?
But I think people should look into what they're getting themselves in for long term, because they look at a price and they go, "Oh, we'll do it," but they don't realise the occurring costs that are going to come after that, and that's why they get a little bit upset. But it's actually people, rather than it being the fault of the web designer, it's actually the fault of the people not budgeting and being realistic of whether they can afford it all this time.
And there are different models now. I know companies that do websites as, you know, like software as a service, as a service, where they'll design you a website and then charge you monthly until the point you don't want it anymore, and then they'll switch it off. So you can just rent it from them, purely and simply.
But that's the thing, though, is that Aaron, you get you get that support there all the time. So there's how many times when I've, you know, been updating my website and it's taken me hours, and you can just call someone up and say, "Listen, here's all my information. This is what's going on. Shoot it over to someone," and it just makes life easier. So actually, that bespoke route, you've got people who know exactly what they're doing and actually know the coding of how to make that website. As we were talking about the journey, actually making people go through that website and go towards the contact details.
But you've got to pay for that. It's like having AA or RAC membership, People go, "Oh, it's 200 quid a year. My car's not going to break down." But the day it does, it's 200 quid was nothing. And it's the same with websites. You know, if you pay a maintenance contract, so many people won't take out ongoing support and maintenance because they go, "Well, you designed it. You should make it work."
Yeah.
But then, of course, it becomes 6 months in, they go, I want to change it. And that's a different process to fixing something.
It's. I mean, for us, well, because of my background in technology, and because of, I guess, my sort of hacker mentality, security is quite not just quite a big thing. It's a massively big thing for us, and it's the part that no one's really talking about enough. And they should be, because everyone thinks cybercrime is a thing that happens to
somebody else.
Large businesses. I can tell you for a fact right now, all of our websites are under attack. People write scripts that try and break into your website. And you've got to deal with that, because we're talking about e-commerce here. We're talking about, you know, like serious bits of information. Do you remember when? Do you remember the Panama Papers?
Yep.
So that the law firm Mossack Fonseca got hacked. So much of their data went. And the Guardian exposed it, and you know, people were looking at like who's got what money offshore, so on and so forth. That hack happened because they didn't update their WordPress website. Mm. That's how they got in, through their WordPress website. Yeah. It's so monumentally important, and that's why when we look after a website, when we host it, you can't just buy hosting from us. It's hosting and security. We'll secure it. We'll keep it up to date. Do you know what I mean?
It's crucially important that.
So it's one of those subjects, again, that can just go on and on and on. And we will definitely have you back again soon to go into more. But as I say, we are looking at putting some events together next year, which will help business owners. And we're going to have Aaron speaking. Because it's like with everything else, you just need to be informed. And if you're informed correctly, then you know you could proceed safely. And if you do want to find out more about having a website built, whether you need to have a website built and how it works with you, do get in contact with Aaron. So how's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
You can email us hello@62.tech, sixtwo.tech. Connect with us on Twitter, 62_tech. You can connect with me on LinkedIn as well. Just search for Aaron Taylor, Aaron. Those are the major ways, or just pick up the phone and call us.
Yep. And obviously, the website and details will be on the Bunker Bibbiz Radio website as well later on today once the show's uploaded. Thank you so much. It's one of those subjects, as we always pick these subjects that just need in-depth conversation and then we run out of time. But we do want to quickly talk to you about some of the amazing events that are coming up over the next couple of weeks. And before I forget, I want to give a shout out, save the date. I know it's a little bit in advance, but I want people to put this date in their diary because it's going to be an amazing event. The 19th of October is going to be the Chimps and Tricks charity event to be hosted at Port Lim. On aid of the Aspinall Foundation's Megafauna Project. More details will be coming really soon, but I can now reveal we have got three amazing magicians lined up to entertain you. We have the wonderful Jason Allen Sway and his swing band, who are going to play the evening out and we're going to dance away to. And I'm going to say a quick hello to Jason because he did tweet in earlier. Plus, we've got lots of other great things lined up for you. So it's going to be a great evening. Put it in your diary. Tickets are going to be on sale really soon. Mel, what have you got over there?
So I just want to give a quick shout out to Tanya Emery, who's doing the Beauty Academy Southeast event this weekend in Sitterbourne. She is raising £750 for breast cancer care in literally Sitterbourne Town Centre. Fantastic. She's doing a fashion show. Please come along to that if you can. I'll be there helping out with some of the hosting for the event. We have Women in Business North Kent and Medway Open Evening. I know we mentioned this, but honestly, if you are a woman in business who would like to extend her network, then please come along to this Wednesday, the 1st of August, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So hopefully get a babysitter if you've got the kids and come along at K Sports Cobham in Maidstone.
Fantastic. I've got one here for you. This is a little bit different and I love this. It's an IOD 99 network event. It's called Working Wherever, Whenever. Growing a free range team through remote and flexible working. It's next Wednesday, the 18th of July from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the old fire station in Tunbridge. Come along and find out more details about that if you go to www.iod.com/membership/IOD99 to find out about the 99 group. It's worth going to. It's going to be really different. So check that out.
Amazing. We've got the Business Doctors free event, which is Monday the 30th of July. Start at 2 p.m. at the Business Terrace in Maidstone. This is all about finding out about how to manage your staff. If you've got new staff, if you've got existing staff and you want to know how you can actually manage them effectively, come along to this event, businessdoctors.co.uk.
It's fantastic. Now, we have rushed and we've got to the end of the show. Very quick.
Thursday, 19th of July, waffle event at Dragon Co-working. Amazing. Fantastic. Really great event. Come along.
Follow Dragon Co-working on Twitter or Facebook and find out more details about that. Quick shout back to Laura at Tenton Twilight. She waited a year and could only justify the cost, but she's now extremely pleased with her website, etc. So well done, Laura. It has been another fantastic show, fun-packed show. We seriously maybe need to look extending this into a two-hour show because we just never have enough time. So I do want to say a huge thank you to Aaron for coming on to the show today and sharing with
us. You're very welcome.
It's been great to have you. Thank you to Molly for co-hosting. You've been fabulous as always, love.
Thank you.
And thank you for Paul for being here today. It's been great to have you.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Wait for something else.
No.
Next week's show, I am joined by my co-host, Mark Goldfinch, and we've got our guest, Doug Chapman, who is the keeper of Dode. More details will be out next week. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show on Tuesday, 1 till 3. He's got more great guests, and we will be back next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.
I've got the founder of...
Channel 2 Talk Radio.